And now get ready to smile again with Radio's Home Folks, Crist Goes, Vic and Save. Brought to you by Procter & Gamble. Would you like to have 10 extra dollars, 100 extra dollars, or 2,500 extra dollars to spend in any way you want? You would. Well, then you want to enter Crisco's second and final double cash contest that's running right now. Yes, ma'am, because you might win the grand prize of $2,500, one of the 25 prizes of $100, or one of the 100 prizes of $10. Well, we're just waiting to award those 126 big cash prizes, so be sure to get your entries in right quick now, won't you? And don't forget, you can win even more than the amount of those prizes I just mentioned, because you can double any prize you win by submitting your entries on official entry blanks, available only at your Crisco dealers. If your dealer doesn't have his blanks, here's another way to double any prize you win. Write your entries on plain pieces of paper and have your Crisco dealer sign his name and address to them. Remember, either way will double the amount of any prize you win. It'll double that first prize of $2,500 to $5,000. Oh, and that could spell happy days for the rest of your life. Now to enter, write the fifth line to a jingle that's on those official contest blanks. Here's how the first four lines go. For cakes, pies, and frying each day, most any wise housewife will say. For cakes, pies, and frying each day, most any wise housewife will say, use Crisco, it's sure so creamy and pure. Use Crisco, it's sure so creamy and pure. Da-da-da, da-da-da-da, dumb day. Now that's where you write a last line, see? Maybe something like, and your meals get a hearty okay. But remember, your last line must end in a word that rhymes with day. Oh, it'll be easy for you to think up a good last line for that jingle. And fun, too. Everybody likes to make rhymes. And when you see how much everybody likes your Crisco cooking, oh, you'll get ideas right and left. Just try a Crisco cake, or use Crisco for pies or fried foods. Once you've enjoyed the wonderful foods you get with that creamy new Crisco, you'll think up a dozen entries. And remember, you're entitled to submit as many entries as you want to, and each one will mean another opportunity to win. Now, with each last line, mail your name and address and a Crisco label, any size or facsimile. Address Vic and Sade, Cincinnati, Ohio. That's Vic and Sade, Cincinnati, Ohio. This contest is open to residents of the United States and Canada. Entries will be judged solely on originality, suitability, and aptness. Decision of the judges is final, and duplicate prizes will be awarded in case of ties. Now, your Crisco dealer has official entry blanks with complete rules and the Crisco jingle printed on them. If your entry's on that official blank, or if your entry's on a plain piece of paper with your dealer's signature and address, you'll double the amount of any prize you win. So get those official blanks today. Win and double your winnings in Crisco's Double Cash Contest.
Well, sir, it's late afternoon as our scene opens now, and here in the living room of the small house halfway up in the next block, we find Mr. Victor Gook and his son, Mr. Rush Gook. Vic is established at the library table doing a bit of office work at home. Young Rush has just entered. Listen.
Busy, Gov?
Just coasting. I finished all the hard work. All I have to do now is copy off a bunch of figures on a clean piece of paper.
Big excitement outdoors.
Yeah?
Mr. Donahue's taking a trip to Chicago.
That is indeed breathtaking news. Now I'll give you a shock. My left shoe is laced up too tight. My foot feels cramped.
No, but wait till you hear the circumstances. He's taking his trip to Chicago with Miss Scott's brother.
Great guns, man. Use your head. Want to kill your father? Springing startling information on him all of a sudden without warning.
No, but wait till you hear the circumstances. Mom's not home, is she?
Uh-uh.
That's right, she said something at the dinner table this noon about going downtown with Miss Stembottom. Wish she was here. She'd enjoy this. Well, Sir Gov, if you'll step to the window, you'll see Mr. Donahue in a few minutes. He'll be wearing his pajamas, easy slippers, and bathrobe.
Really?
He's going to Chicago in Miss Scott's brother's automobile, and he's going to sleep all the way. Come on over to the window with me. We'll see him leave pretty quick.
Oh, I hate to get up out of my comfortable chair.
Come on, this is well worth your while.
No doubt Pa Donahue in his undershirt is quite a glamorous spectacle.
Come on.
Okay.
It's the circumstances surrounding the situation that's comical.
Mm.
I got all the details from Nicer. Seems Mr. Donahue has to catch a few hours sleep. And Mrs. Donahue's got her sister from Pontiac visiting, and the house is full of little kids.
You don't see Donahue in his undershirt.
He'll be along directly.
Is that Miss Scott's brother's car?
Yeah. It's got a bed in the back.
So it is. I've always wanted to examine that mechanism and see how it operates. They tell me it's a very...
Nicer is waving at us.
Hi, Nicer. Who's the other kid?
Vernon Pagels.
Oh, sure, Vernon.
He's waving, too.
Hi, Vernon. What's that on his face?
Dirt. Vernon wants to ask your advice on the matter after a while.
Is he?
He found a railroad ticket and wants you to sell it for him.
Hmm.
It's a railroad ticket that entitles the bearer to transportation between Phelps City, Oklahoma, and Rutherford, North Carolina.
I don't know anybody that wants to go from Phelps City, Oklahoma, to Rutherford, North Carolina. I did know a Miss Stockdale that wanted to go from Phelps City, Oklahoma, to Rutherford, North Carolina, but she decided to ride a horse instead.
Here comes Miss Scott's brother outdoors.
Don't know him.
Nice fella.
Hi, Williamson.
Name's Urquhart.
Hi, Urquhart.
Very nice fella.
Tall son of a gun.
Yeah.
Where's Donahue in his nightshirt?
He'll be along presently.
What's this business all about, did you say?
I'll sum it up for you in a nutshell. To begin with...
Hi, Urquhart. What's the halfwit keep waving for? I waved at him once.
Oh, he's a jolly sort of a guy.
Now your lame-brained chum Vernon's waving again.
Hi, Vernon.
Hi, Nicer.
To begin with, Gov, it just...
Hi, Urquhart. I'm going to go back and finish my work. I'm not going to stand here wagging my fingers like an idiot the rest of the afternoon.
No, stick around. It's a very interesting thing. I wish Mom was here.
Donnie, who's going to crawl in that automobile, huh? And go to Chicago?
Yes, and then come right back again. The trip is going to be his night's rest, get the angle?
Hi, Urquhart.
He sure likes to smirk and grin and wave, huh?
Mm. Hi, Vernon. Hi, Urquhart.
He's going to go back in the house now, I guess.
I'm relieved. Tell your story.
Well, it seems...
Hi, Nicer.
Well, it seems Mr. Donahue and Miss Scott's brother are good friends. Also, it seems Mr. Donahue just got in off on a Chicago freight drag and required some sleep. He requires sleep because at midnight he's got another Chicago freight drag. Ordinarily, he'd go home and crawl in bed. It just so happens, though, that Miss Donahue's sister from Pontiac is visiting. She's got them three young girls. Well, Mr. Donahue realizes he wouldn't be able to get any rest with three young kids in the house. Well, he got chatting with Miss Scott's brother, found out he was driving to Chicago and back. And since there's a bed in the car, he decided he'd make the trip and get in around 6 or 7 hours sleep in the car.
Oh, so that's the way
it is. Yeah, ain't it a funny situation? Miss Scott's brother plans to drive to Chicago, transact a little business that only takes about half an hour, then drive back again. He figures a round trip will only require 7 hours at the outside. Give Mr. Donahue plenty of time to go home and get dressed and show up at the roundhouse for his freight train by midnight.
Refreshed by 7 hours sleep?
Sure.
There's Brother Williamson again.
Urquhart.
Hi, Urquhart. I missed you.
You get the funny slant to this, don't you?
I suppose it's fairly funny that a guy elects to make a trip to Chicago.
He's in and out of Chicago so much is the funny slant.
Hi, Urquhart.
Hi, Vernon.
Hi, Nicer.
He's in and out of Chicago so much, Gov, is the funny slant.
Mm.
Look, what? Mr. Donahue was in Chicago at noon today. All right, he comes home. Comes home, puts on his pajamas, crawls in an automobile, and returns to Chicago. After half an hour in Chicago, he heads for home again.
Mm.
Soon as Miss Scott's brother pulls in the yard tonight, Mr. Donahue's got to crawl out of the car, go home, put on his clothes, and head for Chicago again.
Mm.
I call that a very amazing setup.
Yeah.
A very amazing setup.
Mm.
Here we got a guy that, in the space of less than 24 hours, travels to Chicago three separate and distinct times. Here we got a guy, by George.
Just as advertised.
Didn't I tell you he'd be wearing pajamas, easy slippers, and bathrobe?
Hi, Donahue.
Mr. Donahue.
Hi, Urquhart.
Hi,
Vernon. Donahue may feel a little foolish appearing in his nightshirt in the bright afternoon sunlight like this, but I wonder if we don't look a little foolish standing here in the window staring like a couple of dimwits.
Oh, well, I don't care.
Donahue was crawling into his downy couch.
Makes a very comfortable bed, that back seat. Lovely, down on it.
Sweet dreams, Donahue. Submit to the blandishments of Morpheus and close your tired eyelids and allow your sleepy soul to drift.
By George, he is going to go to sleep. See, he's pulling the covers up underneath his chin.
Come around, little flower.
He's lifting himself up on his elbow to wave goodnight to it.
Goodnight in the middle of the afternoon.
Well, that's railroad men for you. Their life is all topsy-turvy.
Crank her up, Urquhart, and let's get going.
He's got a self-starter. That's a darn good car.
Urquhart a good driver?
Uh-huh.
Be funny if he drove in the ditch and tumbled his pretty passenger out of his cozy nest. Guess that wouldn't be so funny either. I take it back.
Guess you're going to leave pretty quick. Miss Scott's brother's inspecting the tires.
It's some Vernon Pinkle that don't look any too bright standing there with his mouth open.
Well, the adenoids is responsible for that. Matter of fact, they don't come any smarter than Vernon. Think you can sell that railroad ticket for him?
No.
It's a railroad ticket good between Phelps City, Oklahoma and Rutherford, North Carolina.
So you said.
Ought to be worth a good deal. How much do railroads charge an individual nowadays per mile?
Couldn't see.
5 cents?
Yeah.
Well, Vernon looked up Phelps City, Oklahoma, and Rutherford, North Carolina on the map. He claims they're about 1,000 miles apart. 5 times 1,000 is 5,000. 5,000 pennies is $500. Holy smoke, $500.
$50.
50?
Sure. You move your decimal point twice. Boone's Thunder slap out 500 berries to ride from Oklahoma to North Carolina.
Yeah, 50's correct. Good golly, even 50.
You need some.
I'll say.
There are probably millions of people who are dying to travel from Phelps City, Oklahoma to Rutherford, North Carolina, but how could you put your finger...
They're going to go, Gov. This guy's brother's climbing in the front seat.
Well, Donahue probably already in Blanket Bay.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Have a pleasant trip, boys.
They're off.
Hi, Vernon.
Hi, nicer.
Hi, Erica.
Which concludes another brief interlude at the small house halfway up in the next block. And there we leave Chris Goes, Vic and Sade until the next time.
Lady, you may win the grand cash prize of $2,500 in Chris Goes' big double cash contest. And there's 125 other cash prizes. So get your entries in today. See your Crisco dealer for official blanks with complete rules and instructions on how to double any prize you win.
And don't forget to listen to Crisco's Vic and Sade the next time. This is Mel Allen speaking.